wait in the water.
Wait in the water, children, wait.
The legacy of the Golden Gate Quartet. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water.
In the water, why don't you wade in the water?
During the opening decades of this century, thousands of small a cappella groups gathered together in their homes in African-American communities in the southeastern part of the United States and in weekly sessions rehearsed close harmony singing. Usually made up of young male voices, they were known as Jubilee Quartets, and their repertoire was the 19th century African-American spiritual. These community-based quartets emulated the sound created by African-American university choral groups in their performance of the spiritual. One of the rich areas for the community-based Jubilee Quartet tradition was known as the Tidewater, Virginia region centered around Norfolk. Out of this region was to come a group of singers who revolutionized close harmony singing.
Well, didn't it rain, children?
God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise this heaven up high. If it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion, and he's gonna raise this heaven up high. If it's gonna rain, but it's gonna rain.
My Lord, then God got angry on his throne. The angels in the heaven began to mourn. He said, go down, angel, stir up a flood, blow out the sun, change the moon into blood. Then come back, an angel, and bar the door, for I declare the time will be no more. They tell me, great God, when it started to rain, the women and the children begin to scream. They knocked on the windows, battered at the door, crying, oh, brother Noah, won't you take on more? Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend, but God's got the key and you can't come in.
Well, Noah wasn't buried, but the children coming in, but he wanted to hear the angel moan, didn't it?
Rain, children, God's going to send.
They began as the Golden Gate Jubilee Singers during the 1930s, and their special harmony singing and rhythmic arrangements of spirituals created a cultural movement that influenced post-war sacred and secular quartet singing.
Now, the Golden Gate started with Bill Johnson, baritone singer, but he wrote all of these songs like that hip slapping and jumping back, doing, you know, choreography thing the Gates were doing.
In that time, the group always had, Johnson always had, be five or six men sitting around the room, and they started singing.
When we do things, we try to do them with the organized harmonies.
It is the essence of gospel quartet, so to speak, because there's no music on it. It's strictly non-instrumental. As a matter of fact, the Golden Gates, except I think in the latter part they may have added a guitar, but the Golden Gates did most of their singing a cappella.
But we all just added a piece of our thinking from the Bible, and we pieced the stories together that way.
None of the group was really aware of how influential and how lasting their influence was, even how widespread their popularity was.
We're listening to the voices of some of those who knew the Golden Gates firsthand. Ira Tucker, lead singer with the Dixie Hummingbirds, Clyde Riddick, and Orlandus Wilson began singing with the group in the 1930s. Don Solomon, a former quartet singer who admired them. And Doug Seroff, researcher and scholar who studied their music and development. In this program, you'll hear them all as they talked about the powerful legacy left by the Gates and their organizer and arranger, the late Bill Johnson, who gave the word Jubilee new and excited meaning.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, rambler.
stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke, and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Well, go tell that midnight rider. Well, tell the camela, ramela, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
You'll be run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Do me throw your rock and hide your hand. Working in the dark against your fellow man. But show as God made day and night. What you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You'll be running to hide, slip and slide, trying to take the moat from your neighbor's eye. But show as God made rich and poor, you're gonna reap it just what you sow.
You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Well, well,
go tell that midnight rider.
Well, well,
tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you think that brother is going to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more.
Well, run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Well, well,
go tell that midnight rider.
Well, well,
tell the camela, ramela, backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
God's Gonna Cut 'Em Down, performed by the Golden Gate Quartet.
It's probably safe to credit Bill Johnson with at least popularizing the style, if not necessarily inventing it.
Quartet researcher Doug Saroff interviewed Golden Gate innovative leader Bill Johnson.
He told me that he got the idea for the style from an old man that attended his church. I think he said it was in Jarvisburg in Currituck County in North Carolina when he was a child. And he said the old man's name was Uncle Obie, and that during the church services, he'd walk the aisles and he'd recite a biblical narrative in a musical form and evoke a call and response from the audience in doing it. It was, I suppose, a kind of a musical preaching style.
The preaching ballad style as a way of creating a song from biblical stories was Bill Johnson's trademark as a songwriter, and it transformed the Jubilee tradition. Doug Saroff.
Jubilee is a term that has had many different meanings, but as it applies to African-American musical traditions, it was initially used to describe the Fisk University Jubilee Singers. And in that context, it meant any spiritual singing group. But in the 20th century, Jubilee has come to mean a style of quartet singing that was pioneered by the Golden Gate Quartet in the 1930s, also known as rhythmic spiritual singing.
The Jubilee sound is described by the lead singer of the Dixie Hummingbirds, Ira Tucker.
A Jubilee sound is somewhat like a rap today. Bill Johnson, William Johnson of the Golden Gates, he started that. That rap because he was doing songs like Noah and Jonah and preaching about Noah, you know, like, well, God told Noah, Noah, stop, you know. Look ahead, Noah, build me an ark.
He spoke to Noah, Noah stopped and said, look ahead, Noah, build me an ark. I want you to build it big and strong, build it 300 cubits long, 30 high and 50 wide. I want it to stand the rain and tide.
And there's a hole, oh, Noah, ah, I know ya, ah, ah, I know ya.
Brother Noah, had God talk God told him what to do. Noah began to cut in the hue. The ringing of the hammer was judgment. The ringing of the saw cried, sinner, repent. 100 years he hammered and sawed, building the ark by the grace of God. After the foundation was laid, he hewed the timber, the ark was made. He called in the animals two by two, the ox, the camel, and the kangaroo. Then he called in Jephthah, Shem, and the Ham. And God began to flood the land. He raised his hands to heaven on the high, knocked the sun and the moon from the skies, shook the mountains and stirred the seas, hitched the winds to his chariot of wheel. He stood on the land and stepped on the shore, and declared the time would be no more than
his hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Noah, God's Gonna Ride on the Raining Tide, performed by the Golden Gate Quartet. Bill Johnson was joined by Henry Owens in developing the style and sound of the group. It was Owens' voice one hears in the ensemble moving as a harmony line against the melody and sometimes punctuating the chorus with cries that electrified the background of the Gate sound. Johnson and Owens were students of Norfolk's Booker T. Washington High School, which had a strong music department, and they were well trained in harmony singing. Doug Seroff discusses the development of the quartet tradition in Tidewater, Virginia.
And there was an active tradition of black religious quartet singing in the Tidewater region, even before the turn of the century, but immediately after World War I, there was a considerable revitalization of this tradition, and there were quite a number of popular groups in the Tidewater region during the late teens and early 20s. Many of them were among the first groups to make commercial sound recordings.
You're listening to the Norfolk Jubilee Singers, who were a part of the Jubilee Quartet tradition that flourished during the 1920s in the Tidewater, Virginia region. The Norfolk Jubilee Singers recorded this song October 1926 in New York City for the Paramount Record Company. They also recorded some songs as the Norfolk Jazz Singers. Their sound actually predates the Gates, and although their singing is not as percussive, clearly in texture and arrangements, they are representative of the community-based groups from the Tidewater region. All of these groups owe something to the tradition created by the Hampton Institute and Fisk University Jubilee Quartets. From the performance of the spiritual Swing Low Sweet Chariot by the Fisk Jubilee Singers, we now listen to the same song, arranged by Bill Johnson and performed by the Golden Gate Jubilee Singers.
Swing low,
swing low,
swing.
Carry me home.
Well, well.
over yonder, what I see seems like the chariot coming after me. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home.
Swing, Ezekiel was out in the middle of the field. He said he saw an angel with a chariot wheel. He wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. He just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home.
Well, Ezekiel went down and got on board. The chariot went bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't particular about the bumping of the road. He just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side.
Well, I got a father in the promised land.
I won't stop until the sheik is a hand. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side.
I'm Orlandus Wilson, and I began singing with the Golden Gate Quartet in 1935 in Norfolk, Virginia. And these songs came after we had left Virginia and when we went to Columbia, South Carolina, and we began to do radio from Columbia, South Carolina. And then we began to make some of the songs from Bible stories, and Willie Johnson, who was really fantastic in doing narrations, he would narrate the stories while with the other voices was carrying a background harmony or a rhythmic format in the background.
Bill Johnson seemed to actually lift his song lyrics straight from biblical text. One of the most popular gate songs in this style was the gruesome and unsympathetic story of Jezebel, a woman who paid severely for living what was considered an unclean life. Jezebel as a term became a synonym for the fallen woman. It must be pointed out that during biblical days, and so often today, she who is called Jezebel carried the weight for unapproved conduct, and her partners were hidden from the biblical text, and they don't turn up in Johnson's lyrics. The poem he created for this story was constructed like a traditional song sermon, and the Gates audiences loved it.
Who well, Jezebel,
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 oh, Jezebel,
comes down and got tired of your wicked ways. Well, the angels in the heaven done numbered your days of your evil deeds. God's done got tired. You got to go to judgment to stand the trial. You got to go to judgment to stand the trial. You got to go to judgment to stand the trial. You got to go to judgment to stand the trial. You got to go to judgment to stand the trial.
Jezebel, my God's talking. He said,
he's tired of the evil ways.
Well, stop, great God, stop still and listen. Listen to the story about Jezebel. Her sins were so wicked, Jehovah got angry. Her soul went leaping and jumping into hell. Way back yonder in the olden days, John told Jezebel about her ways. Said her evil deeds had ruined the land. Repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. She got mad at John because he told about the gospel. Told her servants to boil him in oil. But they tell me God looked from the windows of a heaven. Spoke one word and the oil wouldn't boil. He raised his hands, creation trembled. Stamped his feet and time stood still. Raised his voice, looked down and thundered.
John, go do my bill.
Jezebel, 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 oh Jezebel. God's done, they got tired of your wicked ways. But the angels in the heaven done numbered your days. Of your evil deeds, God's done, got tired. You got to go to judgment and stand your trial.
Then to tell me John moved through the power of the gospel. Told Jezebel the time was nigh on the book of life. Her days were ended, her time run out and she had to die. Then to tell me God walked, his footsteps thundered. He moved his head, his eyes. Splash fire, clapped his hands and death come a jumping. Jehovah was angry, somebody had to die.
Jezebel, oh Jezebel, death come a leaping at Jezebel.
Then death come a knocking on Jezebel's door and said,
come on, woman, ain't you ready to go? Of the evil deeds God's done got tired. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand the trial. You got to go to judgment, stand your trial.
Then death come a leaping, she jumped into hell. Great God Almighty, I heard them tell that 9 days she lay in Jerusalem's streets. Her flesh was too filthy for the dogs to eat. Oh,
Jezebel, 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 oh, Jezebel. God got tired of your wicked ways. Well, the angels in the heaven done numbered your days. Of your evil deeds, God's done got tired. You got to go to judgment, stand your trial. You got to go to judgment, stand your trial. You got to go to judgment. Stand a trial.
Jezebel, performed by the Golden Gate Quartet. Orlandis Wilson, bass singer of the Golden Gate Quartet.
For me, as the bass singer in the group, the style that we created in the group, the bass singer was more or less like you would say the drummer who keeps the tempo for the group, because everything is done with the bass, adding a few things in between the syncopation of the other three voices. And the bass is always carrying the rhythm. And I think this more or less came from the earlier years when we, there is a group which I have always admired, which was the Mills Brothers.
What? 6 o'clock already?
Yeah, man.
And they did this in the early 30s, and it, I think about 1929, 1928, back in that period. And the bass was doing what you call a pump bass during that period.
The exciting thing about the Mills Brothers is that their instrumental work was vocal. The sounds you heard that sounded like band instruments were their voices, and the Golden Gates developed a similar capacity to create a wide range and texture of nonverbal sounds.
And even though they were doing it in the jazz songs, we added that to the spirituals that we were doing, which was really important for us because the bass was carrying that rhythm.
Now there were three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, took a little trip into the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He took a lot of gold and he made him an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he told everybody when he heard the music of the cornet. Oh, yes, he told everybody when he heard the music of the flute. Well, he told everybody when you hear the music of the horn.
Said you got to bow down
down and worship the idol
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace.
Shadrach,
Meshach, God, he heaped on coal and red hot brimstone. Made it 7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. The good book says, even burn up the soldiers the king had put there.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa.
But the Lord God sent him an angel, and he gave him a couple of wings. Well, he came on down into the middle of the furnace and began to cool the flames. Them children got so happy, they went strutting right through the fire, just laughing and talking about the power of the gospel.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa.
Then old Nebuchadnezzar said, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord.
And they had a big time in the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
The upbeat percussive style you've just heard in Shadrach and their live performance energy, patting of the feet and sometimes using hand slaps against their thighs to drive the rhythm, sometimes raised questions for the Gates as they moved among their regional church communities. Arlandus Wilson.
We had problems at the beginning. It wasn't that we didn't have problems, because in some of the churches, the preachers wouldn't allow us to sing in their church because we were singing this type of music that had a fantastic rhythm, and with the syncopations that we were doing, they said it was jazz. We was doing too much jazz, and it didn't go with the religious spirit of the songs. And we weren't allowed to sing in some churches, and some churches, if they did allow us to sing in, we could only sing from the floor of the church. We couldn't sing from the rostrum, from the pulpit.
Then early in the Golden Gate Quartet's history, they added a guitar, one acoustic guitar for accompaniment.
Wade in the Water scholar and quartet researcher Doug Seroff.
And many churches would not allow any instrument in the church. And this was something that the Golden Gate Quartet and other Jubilee Quartets had to gradually overcome.
Soon one morning,
death comes a creeping in the room.
Soon one morning,
old man,
death comes a creeping in the room.
Soon, one morning,
old man,
death comes a creeping in the room, crying, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do? What shall I do?
Now, brother, won't you
hush, hush, hush. Hush, somebody's calling my name. Hush,
hey now,
somebody's calling my name.
Good Lord.
Hush, hush, well, hush. Somebody's calling my name, crying, oh my Lord. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? What shall I do?
Now
you may call for your mother, but your mother can't do you no good.
Well, you may call for your mother,
Mama.
Your mother can't do you no good.
Well,
for your mother.
mother can't do you no good crying, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do, what shall I do now, brother, won't you hush, hush, hush. Hush, somebody's calling my name.
Well, brother, won't you
hush?
Well, now,
somebody's calling my name.
Well, well, well,
just hush, hush, hush. Somebody's calling my name, crying, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do?
The Golden Gate recording of the spiritual Hush. Although the Gates experienced challenges from some church audiences who did not like their innovative style, they also increased their church audiences and by 1935 shifted their base to Charlotte, North Carolina, when they began a regular show on WBT Radio. At the same time, they began to record for Victor Records. This initiated a crossover phenomenon, which meant their audience was now anybody who listened to this music and loved it. Like many Jubilee quartets, the Golden Gate Quartet singers were open to sacred and secular songs. Ethnomusicologist Portia Maltsby.
The Golden Gate Quartets, I think, brought that to the forefront. They performed in non-religious public venues. They performed for non-religious settings. They performed secular as well as sacred repertoire. And they, I think, demonstrated a kind of flash that later became associated with the secular quartet tradition.
Because of the Gates' growing national audience, promoter John Hammond invited them to perform on his path-breaking From Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall in New York City. Orlandus Wilson and tenor singer Clyde Riddick were there. Today, they keep the group alive from their base in Paris, France.
When we arrived in New York, at the first time we came to Carnegie Hall, and we did the From Spiritual to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall in 1938. Then it was something new that the New Yorkers had never saw or they never heard this type of thing being done with religious music. And then we opened at Cafe Society in New York, which was a society cafe, restaurant, and, well, nightclub. And it was a big problem there because they couldn't imagine a group singing spirituals and sacred music telling the religious stories like that in a cabaret, in a nightclub.
And there were other venues for the Gates.
Good evening. We speak to you now from Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. On this inaugural eve, the National Broadcasting Company is about to bring you the broadcast portion of the gala inaugural concert. World-famous stars of stage, screen, and radio have gathered here tonight to participate in the pre-celebration of the third inauguration of Franklin Delano Roosevelt as President of the United States. Master of ceremonies for this brilliant event is Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., well-known screen star. We present Mr. Fairbanks.
Mrs. Roosevelt, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the Golden Gate Quartet.
That was in 1941, and we did that from the Constitution Hall.
That was a great pleasure.
And that was a great pleasure for mm-hmm. us because Marian Anderson had been turned down to do a concert mm-hmm. in the Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C.
Wow! 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 Gospel! Get your business right. You better set your house in order, friends. You know the train's gonna be here tonight. Don't you have the whistle? Oh, wow, wow. Have the bells a tone. Don't you have the engine exhaustion, friends? You know the train's gonna be here tonight. Now before she enters the pearly gates of heaven, can't you imagine that you can hear this train go? She blows so calm, Lord, so low. You know the train's gonna be here. Then she goes then.
And we were lucky enough to be on the program of the president's inauguration gala for that night. Well, it was five black on the stage at that time during that inauguration concert.
Forget that.
No, that was the four of us, and we had a guitar player with us by the name of Josh White. That was Mickey Rooney, who was on the same gala, Tallulah Bankhead, and that was also Charlie Chaplin. It was really a glorifying thing for us.
Something you never forget.
We never forgot that.
No.
From their participation in the Roosevelt inauguration, the Gates moved to wider forums. From the 1940s, they appeared daily on CBS Network Radio, and they were invited to Hollywood. One of the films they appeared in was Star Spangled Rhythm.
And waiter.
Yes, ma'am.
Could I have a spoon, please?
Yes, ma'am.
As singing waiters in the film Star Spangled Rhythm, the Golden Gates perform Hit the Road to Dreamland.
Pardon me, ma'am, and pardon me, sir. This is not a job that we prefer, but it's strictly a railroad regulation that we close this car before we reach the station. So if you'll forgive our effrontery, we'll be as brief as we can be. Yes, yes, good children, getting on. Time to hit the road.
King Solomon once and his wisdom said, there's nothing quite like a good featherbed that may not be just the written word, so don't quote me, cause I only heard, and then I could misunderstood, but if it didn't say that, then it certainly should, cause in this world with this killing pace, a man's got to find a good resting place. It's early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yes, 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 good children,
getting on,
time to hit the road, with everything.
My name is Bernard Robert Golden, manager of the Golden Gate Quartet.
Bernie Golden, who began to book the group out of an agency in New York, traveled with them on their first European tour, and he talked about the challenges this group faced.
Well, I would say that they were as good as anybody could be as entertainers. Due to their color, they did not get a chance to really perform in the States, because at that time, when they had a hot record, they worked. And then they were put in the movies, because they did appear in four different movies. However, in those days, it was not easy for black artists to get a job. And that's how we booked them over to Europe. I think they played London six different times in those few years.
The 1950s brought about a change in the cultural environment in the United States, and it affected the popularity of the Golden Gate Quartet. The hottest music of the period was rhythm and blues, which was based in sound and often in personnel on the Jubilee and Gospel Quartet traditions. The Gates were known at that time almost as a variety group. However, during their trips to Europe, they discovered that their new audiences not only loved their singing, but they were requesting their oldest material. By the end of the 50s, they decided to relocate to Paris, France, a move that probably extended their singing life. The Golden Gate Quartet had been singing and traveling across the United States for almost 40 years. They had experienced firsthand the range of racist expression within the American society that restricted the movement of African Americans. In 1946, they had recorded a song that targeted Jim Crow as unchristian activity. The song was "No Restricted Signs in Heaven."
Knock a knock a knock 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 knock, folk were knocking at the pearly gates. Oh, knock 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 knock, asking about the rooms, about the rates. Oh, knock 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 knock, knocking at the pearly gates. Oh, knock 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 knock, asking about the room and about the rates. Old Saint Peter was the official greeter. He was present to let them in. Some looked down because the skins were brown, but Pete hollered with a great big grin, "You're welcome, welcome. There are no restricted signs in heaven. There's no selected clientele, and there are no restricted signs in heaven. Brother, brother, that goes double. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, knock, knock,
knock, knock. Pete, he said, now won't you follow me?
Oh, knock, 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 knock.
They looked around and what did they see? Snow white angels, colored angels, sons of David and Chinese. You don't have to look swell, not for this hotel. You can even check in your dungarees. You're welcome, welcome. There are no restricted signs in heaven. There's no selected clientele. There are no restricted signs in heaven. Brother, brother, that goes double.
Oh,
hallelujah. Knock a knock a knock 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 knock. Pete, he knocked upon a door of stone.
Oh, knock knock
knock. And lo, there was the Lord upon a simple throne. And he looked like Moses, and he looked like Buddha, and he looked like the Savior, so good and kind. And he spoke to the young in their native tongue.
You were all my guests. If you
keep in mind, there are no restricted signs in heaven. There's no selected clientele. There are no restricted signs up in heaven. Brother, brother, that goes double.
Oh,
the Golden Gate Quartet created a movement. This movement started almost as soon as they did and informs us to some extent of the fluency of cultural communications within the African American community during this century. Dating from the 1930s, other quartets who shared programs with the Gates, listened to them on radio, or gained access to their recordings began to draw from their sound, performance style, and their new songs. There also grew up a community of singers who moved from one group to another, further extending the performance tradition. The Golden Gate Quartet was much more than a group of quartet singers. They set a new style and the landscape of African-American harmony singing, and the possibilities of what could be done with voices was changed forever. Their influence was wide-ranging. Groups like the Fairfield Four, who were more from the gospel quartet tradition, included in their repertoire some of the songs recorded by the Gates, or they arranged songs in the Gates Jubilee style. The Fairfield Four.
Well, my God called me this morning.
Lordy.
My God called me this morning.
Just a little while before day.
Well, my God called me this morning.
Lordy.
Let me tell you, my God called this morning.
Just a little while before day.
Well, I stopped and I listened. How sweet the voice did sound.
It sounded like a beat, beat, beating of the angels' wings.
As if from him come down. Then I stashed and I studied myself. Look, but I saw no one.
Till I looked
way up in glory. And so God's darling son, let me tell you that the prayer will. I started turning and the Spirit of God set my soul a-muttering and the prayer wheel. I turned over and I moved one step on the glow and I rose up a-shouting, Lord God, well, my God called me this morning.
Just a little while before day.
Then I
the Jubilaires were a parallel Jubilee Quartet organization that helped to spread the rhythmic spiritual tradition. They performed Before This Time Another Year, a song initially recorded by the Golden Gate Quartet.
Well, before this time another year, I may be gone in some lonesome graveyard. Oh, Lord, I know.
Well, go down, Gable, look behind the altar, and get that trumpet, and begin to blow it. I want you to blow that first chord easy, just to wake my children that are down here sleeping. I want you to blow as loud as thunder, just to call those people that are going under. Before this time another year,
I may be gone in some lonesome graveyard.
In a style popularized by the Golden Gate Quartet, the CBS Trumpeteers performed This Is a Mean World.
Well, this old world is trouble. It's trouble as you go. You suffered all your trouble, brother, and had them as you go. Well, mother really told me one day before she died, said, son, I'm going to leave you. I'll meet you up on high.
This is a mean world.
Yeah.
It's too try to live in.
Well,
stay here
nah.
Until you die. Without a mother, without a father, without a sister, Lord, without a brother.
Well,
this is a mean world.
Yes,
to try to live in,
nah.
To try to stay here until you die.
My name is Calvin Stewart. I'm the manager of CBS Trumpeteers. I come involved as trumpeter in 1949.
Calvin Stewart remembers Joe Johnson, who, though not related to Bill Johnson, was his fellow classmate at Booker T. Washington High School in Norfolk, Virginia. Joe Johnson organized the CBS Trumpeteers when he moved from Norfolk to Baltimore, Maryland.
He arranged for us to come down to make an audition. So we passed the audition, and the next two or three weeks, we had a spot. Then Columbia Network gives the CBS Trumpeteers. That's Columbia Broadcasting System. That's how we got that name, the CBS Trumpeteers.
Yes, I'm going to walk all that milky white way. Oh, child, some of these days. Well, that milky white way. Oh, some of these days. Well, well, well. I'm going to walk up and take my stand. Gonna join all the Christian band.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to walk
The CBS Trumpeteers' most successful recording was the song Milky White Way. This was the 1950s and a wonderful time for quartets on the community level. Don Solomon, who sang with the Heavenly Four in Birmingham, Alabama, relates how the sound of local groups was shaped and influenced by the music of the Gates.
But they became the group that all of us zeroed in on, because if we could sing like the Golden Gates, you're on fire. You got your act together. If you get a number like the Gates, as we used to call them, you got your stuff together. And we had a lot of songs like them.
My name is Isaac Freeman. I'm the bass singer of Fairfield Four. You see, when the Gates were, when they first came on radio, well, I'd say down south when we used to listen, there wasn't too many groups or too many youngsters that really was singing. See, of course, it was something, singing was just something that I wanted to do, and the other guys that used to sing with me, they wanted to, I'd say. But in influencing me to do so, I would say that the songs that they would sing, and by me being brought up in church, that kind of gave me a send-off. That really did influence me.
Isaac Freeman with the Fairfield Four Quartet from Nashville, Tennessee, performing the classic, Children Go Where I Send Thee.
Children go where I send thee,
where will you send thee?
I'm going to send thee one by one, a one worth a little baby, a baby, a bone by virgin, a Mary. Born in Bethlehem, children go where I send thee,
where will you send me?
I'm going to send thee two by two. A two was born in Bethlehem, a one was a little bit, a baby, a born by the virgin, a Mary. Born in Bethlehem, children go where I send thee.
Nine
for the nine.
dressed so fine.
Eight
for the eight that stood at the gate.
Seven
for the seven came down from heaven.
Six
for the six that couldn't get fixed.
Five
for the gospel preacher.
Four
for the four that stood at the door.
Three
for the Hebrew children.
Two
for the Paul and Silas.
One
for the little bitty baby.
A bow
by foot John baby.
Wrapped
in swollen clothing.
Lay
down in the manger.
Born, born, born in Bethlehem.
Bed in the water,
wait in the water, children, wait,
oh, wait in,
but in the water, you know my God's going to trouble the water, why don't you wait?
There is no way to understand the 20th century American harmony tradition without looking at the contribution of the Golden Gate Quartet out of Norfolk, Virginia. Bill Johnson, Henry Owens, and their colleagues who made up the Golden Gates for over 60 years actually snatched a sacred music repertoire and made it accessible to several generations of singers and their audiences.
Why don't you wait? Why don't you wait?
The legacy of the Golden Gate Quartet is part of the Wade in the Water series produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta, associate producer Sonia Williams, technical director Renee Pringle. Production staff includes Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, Dakia Simmons, and Michael Johnson. We extend special thanks to Doug Seroff, Ray Funk, Fred Callen, Radio France, NBC, and NPR member stations WPLN, WFIU, WHYY, and KUAC. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley. I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
You know my God's going to trouble the water.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.